El Chupacabra, the meow. Brrr. A dark creature staring in the wheat, in the distance which seems like a bleat. The sky is growing dim as it shimmy-shammies limb by limb, followed by a little hound named Mujin. But the creature with half a good hearing wasn't staring, for I grabbed a chunk of pizza without permission, and boy was I out on a mission. I was taking a shortcut through the fields in my camo karate pants to serve as shields, making a crop circle from time to time, checking if Mujin isn't rolling around in grime. We had a long way up an enormous hill before we could sit down and chill. And before that, we had a river to cross, and I knew just a spot with a fallen tree covered in moss. Mujin danced across and did not hesitate, because he knew I brought a second freaking plate. It took us forever to climb, and when we got there, it was almost lunchtime. Unfortunately, the clouds turned to rain, and the chupacabra had to use his brain. We had two big trees and a bunch of sticks, so this was going to have to be a quick fix. Mujin already started digging, so I got to work on the rigging. Yeah, we were going to dig, but the domicile wasn't going to be that big. It was just going to be a creepy shelter up on a hill in the middle of a storm, 'cause we had to grill. With a couple of swift I was able to grab some dry leaves, and I put them in the pockets of my commando vest. Boy, was I really well dressed. Mujin finished digging most of the hole. It wasn't big, but we were both pretty small. And I put up a roof, which Mujin cheerfully approved with a woof. The moment the rain turned to drizzle, the pizza was ready for a sizzle. I took out the now warm and damp kindling, and with a squirt of lighter fluid, we had a pizza swindling. I ate, the dog ate, the pizza tasted just fine, though it might have smelled like gas and leaves, but we don't whine. We rested in the mud hole, and by the time noon rolled around, we were both homeward bound. Some short time after that, I overheard a little chat. How what Americans call the chupacabra lives up there. And how the whole village is having a meltdown and a scare. Apparently, the creepy little thing dug a house into the ground, and it dug it with claws like those of a snarling hound. I don't want you going up there, my grandma said. It's a wild creature. I don't want you end up dead. But it was too late. I already stole a long sausage and had an extra paper plate.